You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev, the number one Chevrolet dealer in Canada since 2015, based on Dealer Raider's customer review site. Stop in, say hi. Right now, 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles. That's Lakewood Chev.
We were talking earlier, Mash, about dodgeball, and I did not know this. There's actually a Western Canadian dodgeball championship, and it's actually going to be in Edmonton this weekend. Unbelievable. At the Saville Center. So if you're a big fan, over 200 of the best dodgeballers from Alberta, Manitoba, BC, etc., will be invading into Edmonton. Oh, who knew? Who knew? How many of our listeners are playing? Dwayne Wasinski, the president of Dodgeball Canada, joins us now. Dwayne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, I noticed that is Saskatchewan not involved in this?
Well, we have a couple of players from Saskatchewan coming over. We have Dodgeball Canada has member leagues across the country. We don't have a member league from Saskatchewan. We have a few contacts there, and we're trying to kind of create some action. But Dodgeball Canada as an organization is only a couple years old. So we've been very successful in British Columbia, Alberta, of course, out in Ontario, Quebec, and Nova Scotia that way, but nothing from Saskatchewan right now.
Okay. So the Western Canadian Dodgeball Championships, how many levels are there? Who's going to be coming to town?
Well, this is kind of an invitational tournament, so it's really going to be just kind of one level. It's going to be the competitive level.
Okay.
A lot of these players, I would say probably a good 50 to 60% of the players coming tomorrow are going to be players that have played at the national level. Some of them that are have played for Team Canada or for the Team Canada Farm Team. There's going to be a couple of teams coming from Winnipeg, teams from Victoria, players from Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton.
We have a Canadian national dodgeball team?
We do. It's we do have a Canadian national dodgeball team, and it's very, very good. We are our men's team is the defending world champions. Last year at the World Championships in Melbourne, Australia, Canada beat Malaysia in the final for gold. The women lost in the final, but came home with a silver. This year, actually, it's Toronto that's hosting the World Dodgeball Championships in October.
Really? Wow, so we dominated dodgeball. Well, that's not surprising. So now where are people honing their dodgeball skills in 2017?
Well, like I said, we've got member leagues across the country. Here in Edmonton, we've got a league called Dodgeball Edmonton, which was one of our flagship members when we started this a couple years ago. And they run leagues for foam and what we call nose sting, which is like the smaller rubber balls. They run leagues for that throughout the year. And they do have leagues that are kind of a recreational level if you want to get your friends from work and go out and just have fun, you know, dodgeball like you remember it and horsing around. And then they do have competitive leagues for players that are really more serious and they just want to have a little bit more more intensity in their game.
So the rules, how are they different than maybe I remember growing up just playing in phys ed class?
Quite honestly, they're probably not that different than you remember. You know, if you hit a player, they're out. If you get hit, you're out. If you catch a ball, the player who threw it is out and someone else comes back in. There are small differences in the rules. There are various iterations of the game, and so there are some small variances in rules. But generally speaking, it's pretty much what you remember. You play six aside. The first team to eliminate the other team gains a point, and then you play as many matches as you can over the course of a defined period of time, which is anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour, depending on the league.
Okay. So now, for some people maybe who haven't played dodgeball in a while, how close are the games to the movie Dodgeball, a true underdog story?
They're not that far away in some cases. I mean, the movie is one of those things that's kind of it's loved and hated in the community, right? Because it's loved because the reality is when the movie came out, it did bring a lot of attention to the sport and a lot of people thought, oh, that looks fun. I'd like to do it. And of course, you know, when you get to a certain point, you'd like to think that you've instilled a bit of structure in the sport. So it's a little different than kind of how frivolous the movie is. But the reality is it does play out that way. You do have teams that do the uniforms and do the whole do it up. And it's not unlike a lot of other fringe sports like Ultimate Frisbee, where there's a certain bit of goofiness to it because you do want, you do embrace the fact that it isn't mainstream, and you do embrace the fact that it's a bit new, and you try to have fun with it.
So is there any White Goodmans Peter LaFleurs as far as personalities who will be coming to Edmonton this week for their respective teams?
There are always White Goodmans and Peter LaFleurs. Yeah, absolutely. The groups we're getting out here from Winnipeg, highly skilled and just great guys and gals, like a lot of fun people. Same with Victoria. You know, when we floated the idea of doing this year, Victoria is sending three teams. I mean, they couldn't respond fast enough to be a part of it. So there are lots of personalities. There are people that take it too seriously, as you get with any other sport, and then those that are just there for fun and everything in between.
So now there's a lot on the line here, because if you win the Westerns, then I'm assuming you go to the National Dodgeball Championship?
That's probably how it's going to go in the years to come. This year, we're kind of doing it a little backwards. The reason being that we had nationals in April in Halifax, Nova Scotia, the year before in Toronto, and Winnipeg next year. Westerns is a bit of a standalone event. And the reason we created it this way was because in Toronto, for instance, they have thousands of players, highly competitive leagues, and they're not too far from each other. You know, for Ottawa, for London, Ontario, even for Montreal, it's not a long drive. In the West, geography is kind of our enemy. So if we want to play against other elite teams from Winnipeg or Victoria, we kind of need a big event to bring us all together. So this is really just going to be its own thing for Pride. But as time goes by and as the provincial federations develop, then we will have something like this as a lead into nationals.
Now, it starts Saturday morning, 9 a.m. goes till 6, and then the finals Sunday afternoon around 2 o'clock. It's at the Saville Sports Community Center. It's yes. Western Canadians for dodgeball. How many players per – now, is it only six, or do you carry an extra one in case of injury?
Yeah, usually you carry an extra one or two, depending. For an event like this, like the Victoria teams, as an example, are going to send eight-person teams. So there's a men's division, a women's division, and a mixed, and they'll send eight in each. Some of the Edmonton teams locally are just running with six, and they're going to go Ironman it. But generally speaking, yeah, you'd look to carry about seven or eight.
Seven or eight. Now, is it mixed teams? Is it male, female? How does it work?
Yeah, so there'll be one division for men.
Okay.
There'll be a separate division for women, and there'll be a separate division for mixed.
Okay. Now, what are the rules on headshots?
So there's different, like I was saying before, there are different balls with slightly different rules. So in the game that we're going to be playing this weekend, it's we're using the national and the international rules that we belong for the federation we belong to, and they're foam balls. So they're 7-inch foam balls, and headshots are allowed. They're not encouraged. You know, if you're 4 feet from someone, you probably shouldn't wind up and smack them in the face. But over the course of the game, if people get hit in the head, that is part of the game.
And so if you catch the ball that they throw, they're out. If it hits you at any point, you're out, right? That's pretty new. Now,
correct.
What if you,
yep.
Can you bounce it off the ground and up in someone? Does that count, or does it got to
no.
be in the air?
No, once it hits the ground or a wall or another ball in midair, it's dead. And so what happens to it afterwards doesn't count. However, if I throw a ball and hits you and then hits your teammate behind you, then you're both out.
A ricochet double? Like, what's that called in dodgeball?
Just a double hit.
Double hit?
Double hit, yep.
Are they rare?
Not as rare as you think, especially depending on, I mean, if it's the beginning of the game where you're still clustered, the chances of hitting two people... it happens. I wouldn't say it happens every game, but it's certainly not rare.
Are triple shots ever?
I've actually seen that happen. Yeah, usually it happens where, you know, say you might get hit, maybe it hits your teammate, and then the third guy tries to grab it to save it, and you know, bumbles off his fingers, and now all three of you are out.
So if it hit the two guys, and the third guy catches it, the guy who threw it's out.
Correct, and then the rest of you are safe.
Wow.
Yeah, because the play only resolves once the ball dies, which means once the ball hits the ground or the wall, then the play is dead. But until that point, if the ball's just bouncing around, it's still open.
That's awesome. Now, one last one for you. We're talking to Dwayne Wazinski, the president of Dodgeball Canada, the Western Canadian Dodgeball Championships in town in Edmonton on Saturday and Sunday down at the Saville Center. For listeners out there, like, oh my God, I want to get into dodgeball. If they feel they're athletic and they can throw and they maybe want to get on a fairly competitive team, how would they go about doing it?
What they could do is There's a couple avenues they have. So if they're kind of in the Edmonton area, I would recommend going to www.dodgeballedmonton.com or do a search for Dodgeball Edmonton. You can register as a single or you can register as a cluster. So if you say, you know, me and my buddy really want to do it and we'd like to do it together, then that could be arranged. Get those people on a team together. If you're living in Calgary, there's a league called Renegade. That's one of our members. There's another league called Boss, and they have some good programs there as well.
Dwayne, I really appreciate your time. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much. You too.